As promised, my second guest today is Stewie Ellerton. Stewie's got a fantastic company he's just started up in Darlington. It is a flight simulator experience, and I have experienced it, and Stewie is on the line now. Stewie, how are you, mate?
I'm very well indeed, Sam. How are you, sir?
I'm very good. Happy New Year, by the way.
Well, Happy New Year to you and all your listeners. Fantastic. Let's hope it's a better one than last year.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'd certainly the year before that as well. Yeah, that would do us quite nicely. Tell us, listen, I popped over, didn't I, over the Christmas period. I was up in that neck of the woods in Whitley Bay, and I popped over to Darlington, which was a surprise, actually, because I didn't know anything about this until I got down there. And then our friend, our mutual friend, Hilary O'Neill, got in touch with me. I got in touch with you. And the next thing, I'm flying a 737-800 all over the British Isles. Oh!
And I think you were a little bit blown away by the whole thing, weren't you?
I'll be honest with you, mate. It's been a box that I have wanted to tick for so long, all my life, pretty much as an adult. I've never really fancied flying a real plane for obvious reasons. You know, I quite like my life. But the simulator always struck me as an idea of something that you could almost have as much fun with, as close as to getting to the real experience as possible, but without any of the danger. And it was everything I hoped and everything I thought it would be.
Yeah, it's a fantastic experience. I mean, the experience came about. I've got a background in commercial aviation. I went all the way to commercial license back in my mid-20s into my early 30s, did a lot of my commercial licenses. But my music industry, professional musician by trade, my musical industry and teaching kind of took off. And so my commercial aviation quest was put a little bit on the back burner. And then before you know it, you wake up one morning and there's two kids in the next bedroom and a mortgage and that kind of thing. So more so recently, we're putting my son, Joe, through his private license. And for his 13th birthday last year, I did some homework and sought out another Boeing 737 simulator provider down in Barnsley. And we visited this guy down in Barnsley, and our Joe, his face was just an absolute picture. In fact, I got it on video when he opened his eyes to see that he was going to be flying a Boeing 737 with this immense interest in flying in the aviation industry and just looking up in the sky and seeing planes. You can see it on his face how much he's interested in the whole aviation thing. So he went to do the flight on the 737 simulator down in Barnsley, and he was just blown away. Like yourself, he came out, he was shaking, he had a smile on his face a mile wide. And we visited this simulator two or three times. And then, blow me down, the guy just announced that he was building a second simulator. And to cut a long story short, we ended up buying the simulator and moving it up to Darlington, where we've opened up the business SimFly. And it's a complete experience day for those people who want to come. In one of the rooms that we have at our disposal, we've turned it into kind of an airport lounge, if you like. So we've got the sights and the sounds of people checking in at a real airport lounge. And it's that neuro-linguistic programming thing. If you remember, Sam, I mentioned that when you turned up, it kind of puts you in the mindset that you're in an airport and you can hear things and you can see things that are related to aviation. And your brain starts to think, I'm in an actual airport here. You know, when you hear the sounds of an aeroplane takeoff and when you're looking out of those windows across an airport apron and see all the planes parked up, it puts you in that mindset and it prepares you for the next journey, which is to go into the next room where we have the 18 passenger seats, all the internal side walls of a Boeing 737. We have all of the overhead lockers, and the center of attention in that room is of course the Boeing 737 simulator, which you honoured us with your presence, and you came down and you had a flight in the 737. And we did a kind of a local flight to you. We took off from Teesside and headed over to Liverpool, if I remember rightly, over your home ground, and then headed back up the West Coast, across up to Carlisle, back across to Newcastle, down into Teesside. And the whole experience is as real as it gets, as you mentioned. It's as absolute real as it gets. The scenery is 4K. It's global scenery, so we can take off from any airport in the world, land at any airport in the world. And hopefully it brings a smile to all of those people that come and experience flying with us.
Well, it brought more than a smile to my face, mate, because I'm still buzzing about it. And it's like over a week ago now since I've done it. But just to get back to the immersive thing about walking into that first room of the, you know, you walk into the airport lounge.
Yeah.
What you've done, I mean, you're selling this, but I experienced it for the first time. What you've done is you've created the whole scenario. So all of the senses are catered for. The audible sound around you. If you've ever been in an airport or any kind of business, any busy type of place where there's some kind of transport, major transport going on, a hub of activity, it's set so well. The sound and the immersiveness and just all the signage even. The smaller details have been taken care of. And like you say, the NLP synergy with this, it goes really well because it sets you up beautifully. Because you start to get that buzzy feeling of, my God, I'm actually in an airport. Your eyes and all your senses play tricks with you. Then you go through that next door and you're on board a plane and you can see the curtains that are separating the cockpit from the cabin. And then you sit me in it. Look, I'm getting excited again talking about it.
That is exactly, sorry to come in there, but that is exactly what I wanted to create. There are a number of simulator providers up and down the country, and they're all very good, but I wanted to take it to the next level. When you walk through the door into our premises, I wanted you to see that signage, which says luggage, which says departures, and which says flights, terminals, that kind of thing. I immediately wanted to put the client in the mindset of this is very much aviation based, and that neuro-linguistic NLP sort of sensation of bringing you into the aviation mindset and thought process. You know what it's like when you go to a real airport and you're carrying your luggage and you're pulling your luggage through the terminal, you get that smell of aviation. You get that sound of people chattering and walking along. You get those bing bong, flight 65, now boarding at gate 3, announcements. And that's exactly what I wanted to create before going through into the simulator room to fly the simulator. I wanted the client to be in the mindset that they were in an aviation environment, which put them into a bit of a zone and a focus for going into the second room, which is the simulator room, to fly the aeroplane, and then coming away from that whole experience with a smile a mile wide and thinking to themselves, what on earth has just happened to me? That was one incredible experience. And we're continuing to develop our resources using and buying even more bits and bobs of planes that make the experience a little bit more realistic. Every time that clients come down, they will experience something a little bit more realistic than what they did last time. The latest thing is that we're going to be serving refreshments and drinks from a real trolley. So we're going to be pushing a trolley through the simulator room, asking people if they want a glass of champagne or if they want a soft drink, that kind of thing. You know, even down as far as, ladies and gentlemen, please fasten your seatbelts in our 18 Boeing 737 seats. Although they're not, in effect, going anywhere, it really does make you think that you're going somewhere. It really
isn't that
does.
That whole virtual reality you're on that thing, plane, isn't it, Stu?
And that you're taking off, yeah, you know. And that's exactly what I wanted to create. You were the perfect client in that you came away from there and you said, what has just happened? That is just incredible. And that's exactly what I've aimed to try and create with SimFly, that whole experience. It's not just about sitting in a cockpit and pushing the stick forward and pulling the stick back and going up and down and right and left. To me, it's about the whole experience. And that's exactly what I've tried to create.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a scenario for you now and put you on the spot, because I've got a load of questions I want to ask you. But we're going to have a little break for some music and you're going to dictate what we play.
Oh, crikey. Okay.
Come on, son.
Would you have, here's one of my favourite tunes, would you have Come Fly With Me?
Oh, Frank Sinatra.
Yes.
Absolutely. Here he is, Mr. Frank Sinatra. Come Fly With Me. I'll be back in a second with Stewie Everton.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
Stewie Allerton joins me from simfly.co.uk, one of the best, well, certainly as far as I'm concerned, because I've only done one, the best. It's a flight simulator experience. It's up in Darlington. It blew my mind. It's an experience that I cannot wait to do again. And Stewie is here with me. I was chatting to him before we played Frank Sinatra, and he's back with me. Stewie, I've got a load of questions.
You go for it.
Tell me, how close is it to the real thing?
The next step, really, would actually be flying an actual 737. All of the instruments in the cockpit that we have are fully programmable, fully operational. Things like the autopilot, we can set the autopilot just as real commercial pilots on a day-to-day basis set the autopilot once they've taken off and head towards their destination. We can program flights in one of the instruments in the cockpit called the flight management computer. Now, the flight management computer is essentially kind of a very similar device to what people use in their cars on the sat-nav. You would program your destination into the sat-nav in your car, and your car will tell you turn right, turn left, head up the road for 50 miles before making another left turn. Essentially, that's what the flight management computer does. You program in your destination and things called waypoints along the way. So the plane will fly to, for example, it'll take off at Teesside. It might head down to Liverpool. It might head further south down to Southampton, then across the channel over to Paris. And the flight management computer is the brains of the aircraft, which essentially knows where the aircraft is going. And we can do that on our 737 flight simulator. We can program in flights. We can use the autopilot. All of the displays, the engine parameters, the throttle quadrant, the navigation displays are all fully operational. And our screens that surround the cockpit are all 4K displays, as mentioned. So the virtual reality is very, very realistic. You must have experienced sort of looking out over Liverpool and flying over the Mersey. And what else was on there? There was the Liver Building. The West Coast was on there. So scenery and instrumentation-wise, it's as real as it gets. The next step, Sam, would be to actually jump in a 737 and press the go button, essentially.
Oh, I think you're right. You're absolutely right. It is. I mean, the visuals were, I mean, it almost befuddling sometimes. You had to tell yourself that it wasn't real. It was that real. The brain was playing tricks on me. Stu, do me a favour. Tell me who can experience this.
We're trying to tap into a number of clients, not just for little Freddie's birthday. We're trying to do it from a celebration point of view, right through to more serious flyers, right through to commercial aviators as well. I had a phone call the other week from a lady who's very sadly, her husband, who is a commercial pilot, hasn't flown since lockdowns. Because obviously of the AV industry being in the state that it is, very sadly, with the COVID restrictions and whatnot. And she said, "Do you know what? I've never had the pleasure to fly with my husband on a flight anywhere. Would he be able to come in and sit in the captain's seat and fly the simulator, and I sit in the first officer's seat?" And I said, "Absolutely, that'll be fine." So right from commercial pilots who are commercially trained and qualified and do it on a day-to-day basis, right down to the absolute novice. We're also doing things like fear of flying courses. We're tapping into the Cub Scouts and Girl Guides because they have an aviation badge. We're tapping into our local Sixth Form College and Darlington Technical College because they run courses called the Travel and Tourism course, which essentially is cabin crew training, emergency training. And we're trying to weave in a little bit of the commercial flight crew aspect into their courses. So the working synergy between cabin crew and flight crew becomes a lot more apparent. So there's a number of levels that we're trying to tap into, and a whole plethora of clients that we want to come and experience, young, old, you name it. We're trying to get them in there, Sam. So yeah, on a number of levels.
So imagine like team building, corporate days out, this would be perfect for that kind of thing.
Absolutely perfect. Yeah, we have a corporate team building course where people can come down, fly the simulator, and whilst people are flying the simulator, we have little navigation exercises for those waiting to go onto the simulator to complete. For instance, we'll set them navigation exercises to fly from point A to point B. The client has to work out on a team building basis, a confidence building basis, where they're going to fly to, how they're going to get there, what height based on the weather conditions, what airport runway should they approach to. And it's quite simple in terms of setting the aircraft, getting the aircraft off the ground and steering it in a straight line. Or it's fairly easy, I must say. And getting it to an airport. So team building, that kind of thing, absolute perfect resource for that as well, yeah.
What kind of tuition would they get when they come in, Stu?
Tuition-wise, our current sort of courses for someone booking sort of a one-to-one flight, what they do is they come through the doors, they experience the airport lounge and that neuro-linguistic thing that we've talked about. And we do a 15-minute pre-flight briefing. Now, in this pre-flight briefing, we tell the client what parts of the aircraft they're going to be using, what instrumentation they're going to be looking at, what parts of the aircraft they're going to be touching and operating to make the aircraft do its thing, which is get faster, go up, stay level, come down and land, that kind of thing. And in that process, there's a number of things that you have to do as a pilot to get the aircraft to do that. So we'll be instructing in that little 15-minute pre-flight brief, we'll be instructing the client what they're going to be using, the throttles, use of the flaps, use of the rudder pedals, use of the steering yoke, what screens they're going to be looking at for heights and headings, that kind of thing. Then it's all about keeping the aircraft straight and level to the destination. And then we're going to start to configure the aircraft for a landing. So we're going to be back to the throttles, looking back at the heights and headings before we make our final approach to the airport. Following the actual flight, they'll be given another 15-minute debrief, which is kind of, this is what went well today, this is what we could have done better on, these are the things to look out for next time. So on a standard lesson, it's a 15-minute pre-flight, a 60-minute flight in the sim, and then a 15-minute debrief at the end.
It's addictive, this. It's so addictive. It's one of those things that you're talking about it and my mouth is watering. I can't wait to get back.
You've got to come up again sometime. Come up again.
I can't wait, mate. What we're going to do is we're going to have some kind of video thing going on soon. A few of us will head up there and say hello to you. Could you tell us all of the details of where people can find, where they can get this, how they can get this, what it costs, basically your website, please, sir?
Yes, so it's www.simfly.co.uk. And we're also on Facebook and we're also on Instagram. Facebook is at simfly.co.uk. And Instagram is sim.fly737. And yeah, please do get in touch for an absolute fantastic experience.
Stewie, it is a pleasure to chat to you. I cannot wait to talk to you again. We will do everything we can to get you up in the air and flying as your business. Did you like what I did then?
I see what you did there. Yeah, that was very beautiful. Good there.
Stewie Hennerton, it's at simfly.co.uk. Thank you for chatting to us today, mate. We wish you all the best and we will speak to you anon.
Thank you, sir. We'll look forward to welcoming you again at Simfly. Thanks very much indeed, buddy. You take care.
I haven't finished with you yet. I want another song.
Oh, another song, favourite of mine, purely because I like the rhythm of this. This is one from the early 80s, I think. Get Out Your Lazy Bed.
Get Out Your Lazy Bed. Who's that by?
Matt Bianco.
Oh, of course it is. This is Matt Bianco. Get out your lazy bed and get in a plane. Simfly.co.uk. Stewie Allerton, thanks so much, mate. Take care.
Cheers, Sam. Thank you very much indeed, buddy.
So come on, I get up, I won't see you again. I'll drag you out.